Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Tonight we have an update with Larry Taylor, and a lot going on behind the scenes. We've got a tremendous amount of things going on in Earth changes, so maybe we should start there. Hi, Larry. How are you doing tonight?
Hello, Stuart. Thanks for having me. Yeah, lots going on.
This Earth changes business. Now, this storm that seems to have basically come out of nowhere, even up here in Minnesota, they're calling, and the Dakotas are even calling for blizzard conditions by this weekend. And it seems like the jet stream is behind some of this, but also, what's this story about the pole shifting 1,000 miles? What's your take on that?
Well, what's interesting, and it's kind of interesting too, about the 8.0 major earthquake we had, you know, off New Zealand. And
yes,
you and I, for a day or so since that, have talked about the sun kind of going down further south. And, of course, last night I was literally shocked because the moon came up far north of where it comes up normally. And so I talked to you, you know, I mentioned, you know, this tilt or this wobble, as you say. You know, something's not exactly right. Something's changed. And we talked about that, and now all of a sudden, you know, we were getting this, where they were talking a warm winter, we're actually being warned now with very little notice of not only snow on the West Coast, but as a matter of fact, in the north, up where, you know, where you live and others up in there live, and even the Northeast, and we're just seeing a total weather change, and it's a sudden weather change.
Well, if you had a, you know, folks, if you're interested in it, Isaiah chapter 24 is where you want to park yourself for a little while, because it says that the earth begins to wobble. It's like a top almost. And if you've spun a top and pretty soon it has little tiny wobbles, and then the wobble, as it's winding down, the wobbles get bigger and bigger and bigger. And the Inuit Indians up there in far north Canada have reported for what now, 2-3 years, that things were changing up there. The stars weren't where they're supposed to be. The moon wasn't where it was supposed to be. And when they could see the sun, you know, it just barely gets above the horizon up there, I guess, for the most part. But it's not in the right place. And of course, the Inuit navigate basically by the stars. They don't have a lot of landmarks to operate by. So we get this report, and we've had people calling from South America, up north, and if I recall right, Stan Deo went out because he'd heard these reports, and there were differences. Now, you noticed in your house, right, where the sun would normally hit, and it's not hitting there, and we've had reports of other people saying the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got some sliding glass doors, usually where the sun will set, and also where the moon will come up also, and so I almost know what pane of glass it normally appears in. And that's totally changed. And what's so interesting, too, Stuart, is during this process, including the 8.0 magnitude earthquake that struck in the Pacific, was also this supermoon that tonight is supposed to be the closest ever, and I find it interesting that they're using the term 70 years and talking about since 1948 or the beginning of the Israeli state, and you said that was really a consequence of where we are.
Well, I think it's proof of it because we have three, this is also very rare, we have three supermoons, one in October, it's already gone by, the one tonight, and then there's one in December. And the moon is tied directly to Israel, whereas the sun is more indicative, the signs I'm speaking of that are in the moon and the sun are more indicative of the West and the Gentile nations. And we have just had, you know, the four eclipses, and so I don't see how. Well, I guess anybody can deny whatever they want, but if you're paying any attention to it, you really do have to understand that the Lord is giving notice after notice after notice that things aren't the same. And now it does seem like the moon and the sun are just oddly different. Let's put it that way. And we have been getting those reports all over. The women will call and say, you know, a certain rune always had sun this time of year, and now it's not there. So we do know that there's differences. Now, they're never going to report this on major news. Have you heard anything on any media other than alternative media, Larry, about that?
No, not at all. You know, media has been consumed with the Trump phenomena. And matter of fact, I kind of laughed today. I saw someone, matter of fact, on Fox, they were talking, and they said, you know, I can't believe so many Christians voted for Trump. And I thought, well, they didn't. They voted for Cyrus. But what does the church know?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think Trump actually is a judgment. The more I've read, the more I've looked at his background, the more I see what he's putting in for his sidekicks, I think judgment is headed this way. And I believe totally he is Cyrus in kind of a duplicate mode. It's just the Lord is trying to show people through the history of what's going on today so that nobody can miss this if they really are paying any attention whatsoever. And so he's here for the third Commonwealth of Israel and the third temple. That's what he's for. If you got any more news, I mean, we did get confirmation, did we not, of the request of Israel to Putin and Trump on the third temple to be allowed to build it?
Well, kind of interestingly, two things about that, and I find this so amusing in a way because it almost puts the three wild cards in the deck in play at the same time. And matter of fact, Skywatch TV, Tom Horn posted a notice, and I posted it today on my news flash or the radio flash. You know, Tom Horn said, it begins. And he reports, and this is a report out of the breaking Israeli news. He said it begins. Sanhedrin asks Trump, Putin, to rise up now to build a third temple in Jerusalem for the Messiah. And of course, we've seen a linking. We've been seeing this in the Israeli press for days now, linking Putin and Trump to Netanyahu and Israel. And matter of fact, this is so hot. I mean, you know, just the thought of this is so hot around the world that Netanyahu came out today and rebuked the even his own ministers in his government and the press in Israel and told them to cool it, quieten down all of the comments involving the Trump election. It was beginning to cause problems around the world. And Stuart, you know, this is what's interesting. you know, it's like there's a fear all over the world, and a fear in America especially right now, pushed mm-hmm. on by the rich men, of course, a fear of something. Now, they're calling it a Trump government. But I think, Stuart, spiritually, they're scared to death of the fact that is it possible that the sun is setting on the church age and the moon is bringing in Israel again into the fold, so to speak?
Absolutely. I think that's exactly, excuse me, what's going on. We had the covenants, the Abrahamic, Palestinian, Davidic covenants for Israel. They got put on the shelf because Israel rejected Messiah, who would have actually fulfilled all those had they accepted him, that they wouldn't. So now, at the end of all this, when the times of the Gentiles is over, like the Apostle Paul talks about it, then the Lord turns once again his attention back to Israel and the covenants, the Davidic, the Palestinian, and the Abrahamic covenant all come back into play. And I think it's this coming year we're going to see all that happen. And if that's true, then the church age of grace is over, and we're going to transition into tribulation saints. And, you know, that's the program of the Lord is pretty easily laid out there if people want to read it. It's just that the church is now so apostate. I doubt if they even know what an Abrahamic or Davidic or Palestinian covenant is, you know. So this all flies over their head, but it doesn't have to. I think the Bible is very clear. Study to show yourself approved. And as you know and I know, most people that are really into it know that's just not done anymore. They're just not studying. They don't even know what the Bible says, basically. And I blame a lot of the leaders in the apostate church for it. And I think a lot of them are plants that were put there to destroy Christianity. But still, you have the people themselves. They can put a stop to this by picking up their Bible and actually reading it. So I think what you just said there is absolutely right. We are transitioning over into the final days here, and it's going back to Israel. I guess the only question we have, do we face 7 years of Daniel's 70th week, or do we face 3.5 years of intense tribulation? And I hear arguments both ways. What do you think?
Yeah, I find it really interesting, too, Stuart, that a number of the rabbis now are beginning to really proclaim 2017 or 5777, the Hebrew year, mm-hmm. as the time of the Messiah. I mean, they're really beginning to proclaim this. And of course, you know, the Western world simply ignores it because, you know, they're not even familiar with the terminology, hardly.
yeah, I know.
You know, what's interesting to me is to see the three wild cards, Netanyahu, Vladimir Putin, and Donald Trump, beginning, and of course Trump's early in the game, but he's already laid out a lot of judgment against the Babylonian government of America. He has bared it to its corruptness, I mean, totally. And he's just beginning to get to the point where he can actually do any ruling. If that does happen, we've got a lot of things in play. Of course, Obama left today after his short speech. Well, not too short, but it was there. He left to go on his tour around the world, and this was supposed to be a victory tour, a victory lap for Obama for bringing Hillary Clinton in as his third term in office. And some people on Fox were talking about how uncomfortable this is going to be for Obama because he's got to explain how the guy that he said wasn't even, you know, didn't have a possible shot at the presidency and was not presidential, period, how he's now becoming the president if that does occur. And, of course, we've got George Soros in the picture, who's came in now. He's in Washington, D.C., holding a three-day meeting with all the top Democratic brass and the folks to stop. Actually, they've got a plan to possibly try to stop the swearing-in of Trump. So we've got almost a coup within a coup, and we've got a revolution coming in reverse to what we thought was going to occur.
Well, you know, a lot of the prophets, I guess you can call them that if you want to, that have the dreams and the visions, have, you know, noticed that this was not going to be a necessarily a very soft landing for Trump, that if he makes it to the White House, he may only be there for a little time. He has challenged the entire Babylonian world system, if he's for real. And I use that as a caveat, if he's for real. He's not going to make it if he's, you know, Kennedy tried to do the same thing, Larry. You remember how Kennedy even went after the secret societies. He went out to Denver and he printed a United States note, and I think he was going to go try and go back to the gold standard. He wanted to release information about the UFOs. Well, he ended up dead, as did Bobby Kennedy end up dead. And then they went after John Jr. and killed him. I mean, this is Murder, Inc. And I don't know if people just don't want to believe that we have those kind of people in power, but we do. And they've been there for quite a while, and they're really, really entrenched. And like I put on the blog, this thing is so deeply entrenched and so systemic, not only in America but around the world, the tentacles of this new world order. I don't see how Trump can do much damage to it. But if he does, I just think they're going to get rid of him. They'll just kill him. That's what they do. What say you?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of interesting. Stan and Holly Deo posted a headline today. Bill O'Reilly was asking the question, is civil war brewing in the USA? And with the caption below that, anti-Trump protests calls for violence now in the land. And that's rather telling. You know, I tell you what, you know, I know a lot of people wanted to find a place of relief or pause, but I got news for those that are watching. You better stay watchful. We're not in a time to sit down and even though something changed the channel, I don't think we got up off the couch really and changed the channel that much. I think the channel just changed, and we're now watching the Trump channel come into office, and I'm not sure how that's going to work out yet. There's a lot of speculation. There's a lot of rumors. He's already got an incredible amount of resistance from the rich men. And like mm-hmm. you said, JFK, he faced the same dilemmas to some degree, and look what happened to him. The only interesting thing is, how close will the wild cards stick together?
Yeah, that's a good point. Putin's extremely powerful, and so is it Netanyahu, and actually so is Trump, but there's something else going on behind the scenes. Now, one of the reasons I say that, we got George Soros now in the United States. He has increased what he pays the so-called protesters up to $35 an hour, perks, all kinds of perks. And he buses these people all over the United States. And as far as I can determine, I think that's a total violation of the law. And yet you don't see him being arrested, do you? And he's in America now.
Well, that's certainly because of the administration that's currently in office holding power and their political DOJ. That's exactly, you will not see them move against George Soros. You will basically see them do what he tells them, I'm sure. The rich men are moving. However, the Trump wild card, though, it's in play. And that makes it a very dangerous time from now till the middle of January when he actually is sworn into office. There are big plans to disrupt that so-called celebration or peaceful transfer of power, should I say.
Well, there's a lot of things they can do to stop this. I mean, all we got to do is trigger a war, you know, push Putin a little bit. And by the way, what's going on over there with the Middle East? It seems like Putin's got a big buildup going on. What's the latest on that?
Well, actually, you know, even some of mainstream through Yahoo News is reporting that that Russia now has the largest naval buildup of ships off the Syrian coast that has ever existed, and they say there's growing alarm within NATO because NATO doesn't have forces to that size in that region, and they say now that this buildup by Putin, military buildup, especially naval, is threatening to enlarge the Syria conflict. And of course, today also there was a breaking news report came out, said a Russian fighter jet had crashed near its aircraft carrier in the Mediterranean. And U.S. officials were reporting that with no reason or cause. So we've got a lot of vessels on the ocean there, the sea, Mediterranean Sea. We've got an incredible number. You know, we've got a lot of aircraft over there in that region. And any of this could be a flashpoint. I mean, any of this at all could create a flashpoint. And there are some, and of course people call them conspiracy theorists, that are really surmising that Obama is either going to start something in the Middle East or declare an emergency in the streets of America to stop the transfer of power.
Well, I don't see how they can let Trump get in if he's for real. Why would the New World Order, which has spent trillions of dollars over the years and centuries to build this thing, they're not going to go quietly into the night. They're going to pull out all the stops, and maybe this Soros thing is a strategy mission really on how to really put the stop to it. I know they're going to go after the Electoral College and try to convince them to vote differently than what they did.
Yeah,
I'd heard that.
I heard that, and I'd like your comment on one thing, though. And, of course, they say that the Federal Reserve is really terrified of Trump taking power. And at the same time, I wanted your comment, though. Cliff High has got a new report out called Federal Reserve and Clintons Are Doomed, talking about the bots. And, of course, the bots are not really a scientific poll, I guess, of verbology, nor is it spiritual, maybe. However, it seems to be very, very accurate.
They are. What's Cliff saying in this latest then release? That bedtime trouble for the Clintons?
Yeah, he's saying that the bots are showing his headline is Federal Reserve and the Clintons doomed by the bots. According to Cliff High, they just put him up on. He's got a post on USAWatchdog.com, and said the Federal Reserve and the Clintons are doomed according to the bots now. So I don't know. I know you follow him closely.
Yeah, I do. And so far, he's been very, very accurate about what's really going on, and I don't see any reason why it wouldn't continue. So maybe they are, you know, this could be the Lord's beginning of judgment. That's why I kind of wondered if Trump isn't for the judge to begin the dominoes of judgment for the United States. we are to go under judgment. There's absolutely no question that the United States is under judgment, and I just don't buy into this stuff that there's going to be much of a delay, maybe a short one, but it's going to be extremely short, and that the Lord is using Trump not only to aid Israel in the rebuilding of their third temple, but also as a judgment upon the United States. Because, no matter, you know, you've got all these people that I don't know what to even say about them. They are mad upon Hillary. It's almost like a form of insanity. I mean, they're going crazy.
I've never seen it. Everybody that I've heard talking lately that I give credence to says they have never seen this type of insanity. These people are literally losing it. You know, even some college students, high school students, hitting the streets and just turning back to babbling like a baby and craziness. And they're and of course, now the reports are they're calling for violence. So what is George Soros and those behind him? What are they inciting, riots?
Well, I kind of wonder why the craziness. I mean, all right, so you favor Hillary and you think Hillary is the best choice. So you go out and you campaign for Hillary and you cast your votes for Hillary and Hillary doesn't win. Well, that's happened before and people never went mad. And I'm beginning to wonder, is there some sort of mass mind control or something of that nature? Because it doesn't make any rational sense. Now, you were a police officer, and I know for a fact that you've told me a number of times that domestics are the worst you can get yourself involved in, because there isn't any reason. It's all emotional, and reason goes out the door. Do you think that's what's going on here?
Well, it certainly could be. I know that it's almost like some type of, and you wonder if it's demonic inspired also. You know, all of these people, you heard about Podesta and the different ones, you know, that were behind Hillary, how they were actually making devilish meals and spiritual food. And I mean, they're into the satanic, the Luciferian activities.
Yes.
Could it be that there is spirit stirred up such as never before that are overtaking? Have you ever heard of entire school populations leaving school and demonstrating in the middle of the day? We're seeing that.
No, and you know, it would have been fun in my day growing up in the 40s, but we didn't have any such luck as getting out of school. This whole thing is weird. I mean, it's just plain strange. And I really do wonder. I think maybe you're right. You know, America is under the control of Satan, and that includes a lot of people. And maybe this is what's happening. I know the Book of Enoch says that the spirits will stir up the people at the time of the end. And maybe this is what we're watching. It doesn't make any rational sense otherwise.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Right.
Any parting shots you want to make?
I'm just encouraging people, Stuart, to stay on the wall, be aware, be watchful. We're watching a very unusual time frame.
If there's going to be violence, they have to stir it up pretty quickly within the next week or 2 weeks, I think. And you could see major riots and major violence in the cities, which is exactly what Jeremiah in the Book of Isaiah say is coming. Mischief in the cities, fires in the cities. So maybe that's what they're up to, and maybe that's why Soros is here. How do people reach you, Larry, for those who haven't heard?
Sure, the best way is my blog, LarryWTaylor.org. That's LarryWTaylor.org.
Okay. Well, folks, keep your eyes wide open. Just like Larry said, there's something really strange going on with the people, and they're being stirred up by Soros and the rest of them. And this could turn really very, very nasty in the very, very near future. So thanks again, Larry, for coming on. And we'll see everybody again on Wednesday evening. And thanks for listening, everyone, and good night.